Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into a topic that is genuinely fascinating and one that examiners absolutely love to test. We're talking about the environmental impact of digital technology. Now, I know what you might be thinking. This sounds a bit dry, but trust me. By the end of this episode, you'll see how every single time you charge your phone, stream a video, or upgrade to a new device, you're part of a global story that has real consequences for our planet. And more importantly, you'll know exactly what to write in your exam to pick up every available mark. Let's get into it. So let's start with the big picture. The specification for this topic, usually referenced as Section 5.1, asks you to understand the environmental impacts across the full life cycle of digital technology. And that word life cycle is really important. Examiners want you to think about a device from the moment its raw materials are pulled out of the ground, all the way through to the moment it ends up in a landfill, or hopefully a recycling centre. There are four key areas the mark scheme rewards: energy consumption during use, the environmental cost of manufacturing, the impact of replacement cycles, and the challenges of electronic waste disposal. Learn those four areas and you've got the skeleton of almost every answer on this topic. Let's start with concept one, energy consumption. Every digital device uses electricity. Your phone, your laptop, your games console, they all draw power from the grid. But here's what candidates often miss in the exam. It's not just the device itself. Think about the infrastructure behind it. When you stream a film, that video data travels through routers, switches, undersea cables, and arrives at a data centre, a massive building full of thousands of servers running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Data centres alone account for roughly 1-2% of global electricity consumption, and the internet as a whole is estimated to contribute around 2-3% of global carbon dioxide emissions. That's comparable to the entire aviation industry. In your exam, if a question asks you to explain the energy impact of digital technology, you need to go beyond just saying devices use electricity. You need to mention the broader infrastructure, networks, data centres, and the carbon emissions that result when that electricity comes from fossil fuels. That's the difference between a one-mark answer and a three-mark answer. Moving on to concept two, manufacturing. This is the one that candidates most commonly forget, and it's a gift if you remember it. The environmental cost of making a digital device is enormous, often greater than the energy used during the entire lifespan of the device. Think about what goes into a smartphone. You need rare earth metals, elements like lithium, cobalt, and neodymium that are mined from the earth. Mining is incredibly energy intensive. It destroys habitats, contaminates water sources, and generates significant carbon emissions. Then the components have to be manufactured. Circuit boards, screens, batteries, each requiring chemical processes that produce toxic waste. And then the device has to be shipped, often halfway around the world, adding yet more carbon to the atmosphere. So when an exam question says, discuss the environmental impact of digital technology, and you only talk about energy use, you're leaving marks on the table. Examiners specifically look for candidates who can identify manufacturing as a distinct and significant source of environmental harm. Remember, the device's environmental story begins long before you switch it on.
Now let's talk about concept three, replacement cycles. Here's a question for you. How often do you or people you know upgrade their phone? Every 2 years? Every year? The technology industry is built on a model of rapid replacement. New features, new designs, faster processors. The pressure to upgrade is constant, and this creates a serious environmental problem. Every time someone buys a new device, a new one has to be manufactured, with all the resource extraction and energy use that involves. And the old device? It often ends up discarded, even if it still works perfectly well. This is what we call the replacement cycle problem. Shorter replacement cycles mean more devices manufactured, more resources consumed, and more waste generated. In your exam, if you're asked to explain the impact of replacement cycles, make sure you link it explicitly to increased resource consumption and increased waste. Don't just say people buy new phones a lot. Explain the chain of consequences. And that brings us to concept 4, electronic waste, or e-waste. E-waste is one of the fastest growing waste streams in the world. We generate over 50 million tons of electronic waste every year globally, and only around 20% of it is formally recycled. Now, why is this such a problem? Two reasons. First, electronic devices contain toxic materials: lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic. When these devices are improperly disposed of, thrown in landfill or burned in open fires, these toxic chemicals leach into the soil and water, causing serious harm to ecosystems and human health. Second, electronic devices also contain valuable materials: gold, silver, copper, and rare earth metals. When we throw devices away without recycling them, we lose those materials forever. Responsible recycling and manufacturer take-back schemes can recover these materials and reduce the need for new mining. Right, let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. This is where you can really pick up extra marks. Tip number 1, always think about the full life cycle. The most common mistake candidates make is only talking about energy use during the use phase. Examiners want to see you discuss manufacturing, replacement cycles, and disposal as well. A great answer covers all 4 stages. Tip number 2, be specific about toxic materials. Don't just say electronic waste contains harmful chemicals. Name them: lead, mercury, cadmium. That specificity earns marks. Tip number 3, link replacement cycles to consequences. If you're explaining why frequent upgrades are a problem, you must connect it to increased manufacturing, increased resource depletion, and increased waste. The chain of cause and effect is what gets you the higher marks. Tip number 4, know your command words. If the question says state, give a brief factual answer. If it says explain, you need to use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says discuss or evaluate, you need to consider multiple perspectives, perhaps the benefits of technology alongside the environmental costs. Now, let's do a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. Name 2 toxic materials found in electronic waste. The answer? Lead and mercury, or cadmium or arsenic. Any 2 of those. Question 2. What is the term used for discarded electronic devices? Electronic waste, or e-waste. Question 3. Name 1 environmental impact of the manufacturing process. Good answers include habitat destruction from mining, carbon emissions from energy use in factories, or water contamination from chemical waste. Question 4. Why does a shorter replacement cycle increase environmental harm? Because new devices need to be manufactured, requiring more raw material extraction and energy use, and generating more waste. Question 5. What percentage of e-waste is formally recycled globally? Approximately 20%. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You're well on your way to a top grade. If you missed some, go back and review those concepts. To wrap up, let's do a quick summary of everything we've covered today. The environmental impact of digital technology can be understood through 4 key lenses: energy consumption, devices and infrastructure use significant electricity, contributing to carbon emissions; manufacturing, the production of devices requires rare earth metals, energy, and generates toxic waste; replacement cycles, frequent upgrades increase demand for new devices and generate more waste; and electronic waste, improper disposal of devices releases toxic chemicals into the environment, while responsible recycling can recover valuable materials. Remember the mnemonic EMRE: energy, manufacturing, replacement, e-waste. That's your 4-point framework for any exam question on this topic. Thank you so much for listening. Keep revising, stay curious, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!